All right, let's be ready to go. I mean, as much as I love this trip down memory lane to, this is the music of 8th grade John Papagiorgio, which he didn't get laid to, and could be the soundtrack to what I'm not getting laid to now, I guess. I don't know. Not much has changed, just listening to different music and not getting effed. This is Pantera's Cemetery Gates. This is back when metal still kind of had to do the power ballady thing a little bit.
Yeah, everybody had to have one.
Exactly, yeah. It was like the format of Metallica, like Ride the Lightning and Puppets, where it's like three rockers, soft song, and then side two of your cassette, three rockers, soft song, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Chris, were you a Pantera guy at all, or?
Yeah. Whoa, hey.
You were hot as hell. Yeah, look at you perking
sure
up.
I was.
All right. You're...
Well, you know when I first heard Pantera was on like old Beavis and Butthead episodes?
Here's where it rocks. Here comes the rockage, yes. I loved seeing Beavis and Butthead. Oh, look, we all paused. Ah, that is a riff to rub one out to. Right. Yes, Beavis and Butthead, I think, had like Mouth for War. This is how much I saw Beavis and Butthead.
And I think they had
5 minutes alone.
Cemetery at the Gates or something. Walk, probably, I'm sure.
Okay, it might have been Walk. Yeah. I'm not playing Pantera just for the hell of it, even though I sprouted my first pube to Pantera.
What are you playing it for?
I am playing Pantera because we are mourning with, like you said, Cemetery Gates, the passing of a DC radio legend, Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
And a legend around this station as well, I might add. Tommy had a show for a long, long time. I think we're going to dedicate the first chunk of Papa's Basement to explaining Tommy. And
is Tom a white guy? Okay, by the way, I'm gonna go out and say that I don't know who Tom is because I'm not originally a radio guy like you two.
Yes.
Also, is he a white guy?
Tom was into Pantera, so if you want to ask any more stupid questions, feel free.
I was just wondering, because I was like, is this our new dead white guy song? Because we always have our dead blood. It's so hard to say goodbye to tomorrow.
To yesterday.
To
you
yesterday.
Don't say goodbye to tomorrow.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why that came into my head.
What is wrong with you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm going insane.
No, I feel we have a variety of dead white guy songs. This can be one of them. I always like Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that says goodbye to a pristine white soul.
Okay, so we'll put this on the list of maybe.
Yeah, so Tom Gavin was a dude that did two things in the DC radio market. One, for at least the mid-90s, when I first got into Don and Mike and the talk radio scene in this area in general, he had like a heavy metal show that broadcast out of the studio. And like,
is that what it was? Heavy metal?
It was a heavy metal show. Legit, like, I think Don and Mike used to come back from break playing a tape of Tom saying, "Now for some Pantera." And it was just like cut to Walk or
what
something.
What a pioneer.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty great. Like, I was a little kid and I was just happy to hear adults talking about Pantera. I didn't get that one of them was like retarded. And so that's kind of what got people. I don't know. Anytime I was in a metal audience or whatever, it was a very big shock for me. Like, it wasn't
right.
I was 13 or so seeing metal concerts, and I think it would have shocked like a kid period seeing adults. This was back when you could smoke. Like, people would openly smoke weed at concerts. Mm-hmm. Smoke cigarettes.
Does that not happen anymore?
I was like,
not
I think that
least.
Still happens.
No,
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
No, because cigarettes have been banned. So, like,
cigarettes have been banned.
Cigarettes
at concerts?
Have been banned. Oh, yeah, completely.
Well, are we talking about indoor or outdoor?
Indoors.
Concerts?
Like, say you're at like 9:30 club.
I don't even know if they're allowed outdoors. I'm not exaggerating.
They're still. You know what? They probably even follow that dumb rule of the 25 feet.
It wouldn't shock me if you couldn't.
You know,
smoke anywhere.
I was at. I think it's like Alpine in Wisconsin. It's like a big outdoor theater, and some girl invited me to go see Jack Johnson there. But like, yeah, we had to like sneak off or something. Because they were monitoring like people like smoking cigarettes, and they were like, "What are you gonna do with it? What are you gonna throw it out?" They were like, "I don't know." It was weird. They're really being a-holes about it now. So You're right. It doesn't happen anymore.
I don't think it does. And just, I was, especially at that age, I was trying to be a little more badass than I was. Because I was still, I was just starting to de-chub, I guess. And I guess I refound that. But there was a time I wasn't. And I de-chubbed, and I, like, had just gone from glasses
still
to contact. Yeah. And I...
you really did just go all the way back the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, just fat kid dressing like S again. Like, don't care. I just have a beard now. That's really the only difference. Beard and laces instead of Velcro. And I came up doing all the smart kid classes, and I really rebelled against that, and I wanted to be like, oh, I'm with the hoi polloi, if you will, and, you know, look at me, I'm just one of the people. And that was always a culture shock those first couple times, like seeing a metal show and like people are just flicking cigarettes at each other and spitting on each other and watching fights and moshing. You're like, okay, I guess I'm in the big boy pool now. Like, so it was always funny to me that like Tommy was playing Pantera when I was a little kid, just discovering that music. I would call his show. I think I did once, but I remember calling a damn public access show and hearing Tom Gavin, who called into not just Don and Mike, but Chris, like every radio show in the area, right? Like he was just a complete radiophile.
Yeah, I think he was a huge radiophile. And, you know, you followed those earlier years of talk radio a lot more than I did. I kind of came in towards the end there, towards the bitter end, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh, yeah, after Janet Jackson.
This is going to be such a great time.
But, you know, it's amazing that, like, I still, like, Tom Gavin would still call, like, radio stations even in, like, the last couple of years, even past, like, the Talk Superstation days.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people still know who he is. Like, it didn't go away.
It was like a lost language thing almost. I remember I worked at JFK for probably, I don't know, a year and a half or something like that. And this was the station that has gone sports talk. You're still at.
Sure.
Back in the day, it was the Howard Stern, Don and Mike station, like the guy talker. And I remember doing the boards for overtime and call screening, and we got a call from Tom. And they decided not to pick it up, and it broke my heart because I was just like, "It's Tom effing Gavin."
That was like the end of. That was like the beginning of like the established in your mind. Okay, this is a new page being.
Oh yeah, I was like, "Well, this station is not for me, sir." Yeah, like because he would just call in. By the way, I would call, and I finally got through to him on his show. Not that it was hard. It's a goddamn public access show. It'd be like calling us now. And I was, you know, almost whispering, like, I got through. Like, I won, like, you know, caller number 10 tickets. And she's like, hey, buddy. That was, he had like four lines. One was, hey, buddy.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Everybody was, hey, buddy. And I was, what do you want to hear? And it's Tom Gavin. So I was just like, Pantera? He's like, yeah, Pantera. And like, what's your name, buddy? John. And so, you know, I'm listening to public access on cable, which it feeds through to this day, which is just so horrible.
It's bizarre. And I'm curious if anybody watches or listens to it.
We every so often. Yeah. We used to get like people who are like who would call in and say they were watching or listening via their TV. But I remember just watching.
Who are these people?
I know.
Always
it's
old.
So weird.
Always old. There's your answer.
I was going to say, yeah, because I think some of them are out there monitoring. Like the shows
like
and stuff,
because
John will say, he's like, yes, like some old lady every now and then will be like, hey, he's making a lot of rape jokes. And it's like, how did you hear that?
Oh, no.
You're not subscribing to the podcast.
We're recording this Saturday at 3 p.m. This used to be my live slot, and I honest to God lost it because they got so many complaints. I'm not saying that like I'm some wild man of radio, but like if you think no one listens through that feed, you are mistaken.
I also joke with you all the time, but it's serious. You are casually disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you're a casually disgusting person.
I love that term. Yeah.
I guess
I think that's how everybody's come to expect you, John.
I love it. I love it. But,
it's still endearing.
Like, if I were to introduce you to people, I would have to prepare them ahead of time.
Yeah, everyone makes me feel that. Like, I pretty much just, like, openly S in front of people or something. Like a gerbil.
Yeah, no, it's endearing in a depraved kind of way.
I guess, yeah. It started to bleed into everything now. Like, I used to be very professional.
Even
at
just
least
that
doing
alone, it's
job.
Starting to bleed into everything.
That's just an expression.
It's casually disgusting.
I guess. But, like, I've spent too much time around, like, other blue-collar people where we just swear openly. Mm-hmm. So even...
You're in the line at the DMV, and you're like, ah, fucking shit.
You know what? Fuck it. It's a dirty show. Let's do that. No, I'll be, like, just servicing some mom of two's knobs. Ew. That sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this piece of shit's busted. Quickset can't make a lock for a damn. You know, she's just like, okay.
All right.
Don't repeat what that says.
Those are my daughters right there.
And I've been with him on jobs before, and he does that. He will talk openly and loudly about, like, how things are just pieces of shit.
This piece of shit's busted.
Somebody was buying a house, and he was changing locks. He didn't, like, even explain to him that, like, I might be a friend or apprentice. Yeah, I'm just standing there, like, in this this person. They're just about to buy this house. Yeah, and John's just like, look at this. This is dog shit. And the guy that was here before me, he's an idiot. And I'm like... I don't know. It's just freaking weird.
It's like
it's fun though.
Reminds me of that example from our improv class last week, and he was talking about one word, like using one word. And he goes, "Ah, this fucking thing's fucked. Fuck."
Yeah. And
I wasn't thinking.
That is me. I'm more two or three words of fuck this fucking piece of shit, but I try to mix it up, you know.
That's fun.
No, it was. No, I really, the standard I hold myself to as a locksmith is like, I think customers can't complain, one, if you do quality work, two, you stick to the quote you gave them, and three, you don't come back and, like, rape and murder them.
Yeah.
That's really the three, the holy trinity when you can make keys to someone's place.
I haven't had too many encounters with locksmiths, but I would say that
you've had a lot of encounters with
yeah,
one.
<exactly. laughs>
With one, right? But I would say, yeah, when you usually deal with people, because I go out on jobs with you quite often, usually after the show. And you're like, yeah, you give them a fair price and all that stuff. So I think you could be however you want in front of them. They're like, look, asshole,
yeah.
I'm letting you into your car, and I'm doing it for like $65, $70.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
if you're hurt by a little language from someone that is working a job that requires a 12-year-old's education,
yeah,
go to hell. Like, I'm not walking out like casually with my dick hanging out of my pants trying to, you know,
right,
like flash or something.
Dude, I nailed this broad last night so fucking hard.
Yeah,
she was screaming.
That piece of shit was busted.
I
busted her shit open, right open.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Look at the guy before me. He fucked this piece of shit up. I busted it wide open. So back to Tom Gavin.
Yes. So you were on the air with
seamless transition back to Tom.
I was just going to ask. So you were on the air with Tom Gavin?
Yeah, that was my moment. And then as a kid, then I rushed to the TV and I'm like, mm-hmm. Mom, he's going to say my name. And of course, my mom was rightly impressed. Like, cool, a guy with an IQ of 70 who's listening to your shitty music is going to announce your name. How about you try to get back on the honor roll, you failing piece of fuck?
He was a nice dude, though. He was.
Yeah, he was.
Like, I know that he was really involved in, like, his community and stuff. And my first interaction with him, you know, I'd heard him on the radio plenty. But when I interned at the Talk Superstation,
mm-hmm.
there was some sort of 50, event.
50,000-watt flamethrower?
Yeah, and there was some sort of event outside of the building. And fans were invited, listeners were invited to come show up and stuff. And Tom was the first guy there.
Describe Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, physically.
He was probably about 5'3", if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Maybe about, it's a tough one to gauge. Maybe 230.
I was just going to say, like, yeah,
comfortable 230.
Yeah, he had a build.
And, he offered to help me set up, even after I very explicitly told him I didn't need any help. But I appreciated it, nevertheless. So he was a good guy.
Yeah, and he had the cane. I remember that. But Kane, his name isn't Kane. He's Tom. Damn it, stop clacking that damn lid. I think it's picking up on Mike, my friend.
Oh, sorry.
That's all good. I remember when I was just obsessed with Don and Mike. I know you never had that phase. For some reason,
I just didn't discover it until basically they were done. Last 2 years.
No shit. Okay.
Yeah,
I grew up listening to them, like, early to mid-90s, And that was prime Tom Gavin. Uh-huh. And Tom would call in, and there was only three games or so you could play with Tom because, again, he was limited in the IQ department, shall we say. So you couldn't really have, like, shit, even a guy of, like, quote-unquote normal intelligence calls into your show, and I feel like, get the fuck off my lines. I have nothing to say to you at this point. But Tom, being who he was, you could do, like, three things. You could mention his mom, which would set him off. That was a trigger back before we knew what triggers were.
Oh, right.
So you'd be like, hey, Tom, how's your mom? He'd be like, watch it. That was always if you were going to a place Tom didn't want to go, you go, watch it. And then he would talk as a parrot. Was there Squawky Tom, if I recall?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't get him to go, ah!
Yeah.
Was he indeed special?
Yo, that's not me being clever. Yeah, okay. he was very special.
And then there was Charlie.
Yes, and the big thing he would do, he would request Mike O'Mara's Charlie Stuang Stablack character. Now no one knows what we're talking about, just us, not even you.
Like Charlie! Maybe 10 people.
I'm talking like Charlie Don!
I think you do that every once in a while, and I have no idea what the hell you're
talking
about.
Mike's,
now you do.
Yeah, that is Mike's Charlie voice! And Mike, at a certain point, I think when he bought his bar and was partying a lot every night,
I forgot about that.
And his voice got really rough, and Tom would call him and be like, Mike, where's Charlie? And he goes, Charlie's dying, Tom. He couldn't get his voice high enough to do Stuang Stablack anymore. It was fucking great.
You could just hear that he looks like shit.
Yeah, like legit was just Irishing himself every fucking night. That was a magic
I'd probably
time.
Do the same thing.
Oh, if you bought a bar?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. You'd be pulling a Tom Gavin 6 months from now.
I forgot about that bar in Manassas. Yeah. I actually went to it after it was no longer O'Mara's, when it was whatever its next iteration was.
I remember it was this Irish pub, Brady's, and of course he bought it. It was just like, I'm going to call it O'Mara's. I don't have to change shit. I'll serve the same fucking cabbage and whatever the hell on the menu. And I was there first night, and that was St. Patrick's. They opened on St. Patrick's, so gee, I wonder if it'll be busy. And, right. God, I got obliterated that night. I hung with my buddy who later OD'd.
Well, so, great.
So you knew it was a good time.
At least there's a theme to this show.
Yeah, and everyone dies.
And we all die.
Yeah, that was, like, one of the only times I combined, like, beer, like, liquor with pain pills, and I was just fucking minced by the end of it.
What year was this?
He bought O'Mara's.
Is it like 2002?
I was going to say maybe. You're probably right. Maybe 03, like March of 03.
Pre-chub.
So this is a lifetime ago.
Pre-chub or re-chub?
What?
Pre-chub or re-chub?
Oh,
what era was
my
it?
Status. My sexual status.
Oh, sorry.
I was very chub free. I actually. but I was still a fucking huge pussy. Like, I could only talk to girls, like, via the net. So, like, there's this cute little blonde named Julia Vaughn. I'll never forget this, not that I look up her email address in my email once a year still and just weep about what could have been and try to find her on Facebook. What? Julia Vaughn, yeah, was definitely feeling my Greek dick that night, and I didn't go anywhere with it. And, yeah, it just wound up with some awkward email exchange for 2 weeks instead of me trying to fuck her that night like a man would. And, yeah,
incredibly explicit, like, just telling you, like...
No, just normal girl, like, flirty. Please. She wasn't, like, the whore of
Greek
Babylon.
Greek yogurt, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see your glucose yogurt.
Yeah, put your tzatziki on my gyro. By gyro, I mean cunt. Like, it wasn't like that. No, it's, just one of those fucking blown opportunities, and you think they'll come along again, and then you find a healthy interest in 120 extra pounds, and... So back to Tom Gavin.
I love that.
Yeah, and he would call into Don and Mike, and that was just his shtick. He had like three things to say. There was Tom Robot. He could do the robot voice. He would do the parrot.
That's right.
He'd request Charlie. And I know this sounds dumb as shit for the three of you still listening at this point, but it made my life as a kid. So
that's
just
all three of us.
Yeah, exactly. We will all listen to this on the way home, and that's it. And so it's sad that he died. I mean, I knew, like Chris said, he's fucking gerbil size and yet weighed like me.
See, to me, and this is more personal, but this is kind of what radio is to each person. It's personal for a certain way. And I knew him through radio, so I kind of connect him in my memories in that way. And to me, I get happy when I think about him because He reminds me of a period in my life where I started discovering and falling in love with talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
How'd
that work out for us, by the way?
Well, you know, the business has been eviscerated from the ground up. But yeah. Other than that, I do get a little bit just wistful thinking about it. And he was such a nice dude. I know I said that already, but he would call the office when he wasn't calling the radio shows.
He was obsessed.
And he would legitimately just ask you how your day was doing. And then you'd be like, hey, Tom, I got to get back to work, buddy. He'd be like, all right, can you transfer me to Colette? And
he knew the names of, like, the chick who worked the front desk and everything.
So I don't want to derail this SAP train too much, but, like, am I correct? I'm looking at the message boards on Fairfax Underground. Did he threaten a guy with a knife?
That wouldn't shock
like,
me.
I don't know.
Like 3 years ago?
He probably had it coming. He was probably told to watch it once or twice and still went for it.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said watch it.
You know what? That actually sounds pretty fair based off what I've heard. He warned the guy.
I never knew him to like not say watch it. You know, so fuck, he probably really did say that, and the guy kept stepping. I don't know.
Watch it.
I saw him once or twice in the halls here, like, later on, and I just wanted to be like, you are Tom fucking Gavin, do you know that? And he was just kind of, like, in shutdown mode because he wasn't calling into radio, so I'd be like, hey, Tom, what's up? He'd be like, hi, buddy. And that was it. You could not really get a conversation going with him in person, but...
He's a nice guy.
He was nice, so yeah, fuck it. We'll miss him. And we had been sitting on that. He died like a week and a half ago.
Is he like the last vestige to like the old format of talk radio?
That would happen when we have our Viking funeral for Don Geronimo. Like, that's about it. I don't know. In terms of like just casual shit, I was thinking of all the guys that Don had in their little whack crew because everyone to some extent really did copy the Stern thing. That Stern did steal from other. And they had Charlie, and they're not Charlie, Tom Gavin, and they had Cheryl the Big Dyke, as I recall her name. That was the name at the time. You could just say that. That was just on the fucking air. It's like, oh, Cheryl the Big Dyke's calling. Like, cool.
It changed fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it really, really did. That blows me away, just the shit they could say.
It seemed like, because I didn't know the guy, but when you were explaining it, it seemed like that was kind of the format that they were going into. And I didn't want to say that because the dude passed and I don't know him, but I was like, so was he kind of like whatever the retard?
Gary.
Gary the retard.
You mean Gary the King. This show's PC, goddamn you.
Oh, God.
Or King Gary. Is that it now?
Oh, I don't know. I do not pay attention to it anymore whatsoever.
I just saw like tweets every now and then about it. I haven't listened to Stern in a long time. He was just obsessed with DC radio in general, though. Like, as much as he was kind of Don's guy, or, you know, Don and Mike's guy, wouldn't he also, like, just call anything? Like, you just fucking hear him calling to Elliot some mornings or something like that? I mean,
I think so.
He was a bit of a slut about it. And I think as much as Don and Mike would shit on him.
Where's your loyalty?
And just be like, yeah, fuck this guy calling in every day. They would also get a little salty that he wasn't theirs alone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he would just.
I can see that.
He would just call into random DC area shit. You know?
I do that with people on Twitter.
Hey,
I'm like,
Roach.
You're pimping out whose podcast? Fuck you.
Jack Diamond.
Oh, God. I wish I have no memories of him calling into G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, God.
That would have been fucking amazing. So that's all I got. Just I got that and then another celebrity death.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a bad week or two for dead celebrities. We had Tom Gavin and also Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Kind of the same era in my head.
Yeah. I was too young for Mary Tyler Moore, but, you know, I knew people loved her. And I knew what they loved her for, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, obviously. And just being she kind of led the way for a lot of women in comedy, I think, is my understanding of her historical perspective.
Am I old enough where you don't really know my age, so you think I grew up with that shit? Or
No.
I do.
Yeah. I know, like you fucking.
I think you're old as fuck.
You picture me like on a black and white television watching My Three Sons and being like, "This is great."
That's
first
exactly
run.
Yeah. Like every time you go, like you're like, "Yeah, when I was working out," and I just imagine like this like
perfect
this...
spherical barbells.
Like, exactly. Yeah. No, I was gonna say it's definitely like a black and white photo.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, me in like a Tarzan leotard.
Exactly. Yeah. And a handlebar mustache.
Exactly. The strong man of the village. Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, I knew nothing about, just like you said, that she was kind of the it girl. I remember seeing like photos of her after she died. I don't know about I have two ghoulish things that I do when a celebrity like way older than me dies. One, I rush to call my mother and break her heart.
Oh my God.
This one of the best.
So this is under the presumption that you're finding out before she is.
Yeah, because I live on Twitter. I do nothing with my life. Right. Like I can be doing locksmithing, I'd be taking a shit, I'm hitting refresh on
you
Twitter.
You just
probably.
Said okay, correct me if I'm wrong, you just said this was one of the best.
Yeah.
What's so good about it?
I don't love to torment my mom. Like, only light things. Like, I don't do misery-style shit where she's tied up and I fuck with her ankles or something. But one of the few bits of abject cruelty that I will indulge in, if someone that I know had to mean something or something that's just from her era, so her own mortality is reflected in this, and a celeb dies, and I know I'm going to beat her to the punch of, like, reading it on MSN 45 minutes later, I will call immediately. MSN. And, like, no hello, no nothing. And that's what I did today. I just fucking raw dogged it. Just dial Mary Tyler Moore died. Those are the first words out of my mouth.
Does that bring you joy?
I said it with the biggest smile in my fucking voice and on my face.
While you just taking a shit.
So you just see it. You grab the phone. Call your mom.
Immediately.
Immediately and just shoot it right out of your mouth as soon as she picks up the phone. Mary Tyler Moore died. That's the first thing
you say. I legit was in a lobby about to walk into a job fiddling with my phone for just yet another umpteenth time in that like 2-foot walk from my car to the job. Someone tweets like, I'm going to miss Mary Tyler Moore. Don't even check to verify it. I'm just like, assuming she's dead. Call my mom. It's beaming. Mary Tyler Moore died. And I just get this, like, gut-punched moan on the other end. And that's when I really get the...
What did it sound like?
She was just, oh, my God, John. I'm going to miss her. Like, like a family member.
That's sad.
Right? Yeah, a distant family member. But still, like, you know, like fucking cousin Tess died or some shit.
It's sad, and at the same time, you're taking joy in it. So
I'm taking joy telling the story again.
Yeah.
I only wish she could have died twice. Like, really?
Like, you could have been wrong. And she was like, no, I just checked. She's alive. And she dies.
It's so fucking funny you say that. She was like, I had just read that she was in critical condition. And I'm like, nope, she died.
Nope, she did.
Not anymore. That sorted itself out.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I'm blanking on the person, but that happened recently too, right? They were like, oh, they just had a heart attack. It was Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, because they were like...
And George H.W. Bush.
And everybody's like, hell yeah, she's gonna be all right. And everybody's rejoicing.
Yeah, it was a couple
days.
And
then, like, the next day...
Well, George H.W. Bush isn't dead.
No, he's...
Way to roll with that.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah.
It's all good.
What's your mom going to say when you tell her that?
What, that Bush died?
Yeah.
She'll miss him.
Oh, okay.
No, man. Like, fucking people don't remember politics when it was more civilized, man. Mm. And speaking of radio...
What, like 6 months ago?
Yeah. That's true, yeah. But, I mean...
Oh, no, and she takes that seriously, too, because you were saying she was like, she will just cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like whenever she sees state of the nation.
She's a woman, and especially an old woman. Yeah, like it doesn't take much to just make her like tear up.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
I feel you, sister.
Yeah.
So in you knowing that, Mary Tyler Moore kicks the can, you immediately.
Of course, yeah. Immediately. Yeah, that's, again, I don't allow myself much cruelty for sport, but I allow myself that one. Because in theory, I'm just supplying the news. Like, in theory, I'm a concerned son relaying updates.
Okay.
But it's really just because I laugh hysterically hearing her cry that a celeb died. So that's the one thing I do when a celeb dies. The other, if they're a female celeb, I try to dig them up, like, the pictures when they're young and see if, like, you can put yourself back in the time frames mentality and be like,
she's got some bustiness to her.
Yeah, was she fuckable? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I need to do the FCC compliant. Was she, would I get silly siced for her? we don't have to play by those rules. We can just say,
would she play with my hurting?
Yeah. Or was she poo poo? Fucking hell. Fucking baby talk. Just why don't we acknowledge just a career built on baby talk?
It's amazing. I love it.
Nubs, boo boo, hurting, gaga, goo goo.
I love it.
It is pretty funny. I mean, for a show I don't even listen to much. And
really
I,
impressive.
You give me any bit of junkies talk, I'll fucking run with it. So you look at the old pictures and you're like, was she like in the day? Would I have rocked it? Because I think they had Dick Cavett on. His old ass is still hanging in there. And he's like, not only was Mary hilarious, apparently Dick Cavett is Casey Kasem, but she was also beautiful. And you're like, oh, shit, I'll Google some pictures. And, yeah, she had some fucking banging pics, man. I mean, she wasn't, like, built or any shit. She was a brick shithouse or something, but she's good. It's funny. I actually roomed with a girl that was just a blonde version of her. Like, they had that same, like, could eat an apple through a chain link fence thing going on with the teeth. But it can work on some girls.
Yeah.
The bunny teeth. Some of them can rock that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You sound convinced.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced.
God damn.
She's quite the looker. I thought that she's pretty attractive.
Poo poo air ting.
God. Especially for that generation. I always look back on like other generations, and we were talking about this earlier before the show started, and like,
well, you know, like I think TV's changed so much,
and I think I don't know. It's just like every generation gets more attractive, but. Sometimes you go back and you find somebody who just actually stands out, and they're just going to be attractive.
I don't know about you.
Throughout time,
I can kind of like look and appreciate the very first shit that was big when I started getting like
the very first shit that was big.
The first shit that was big. Yeah, I'm a fucking poet laureate. Okay.
Jeffrey Chaucer.
Sounds like a kid's book.
So saith the shit that was big. No, I can appreciate the women that were sexy right when, like, you weren't getting, like, occasional fourth grade boners, but, like, by fifth or sixth grade when you just, the testosterone switch had been flipped and you're like, I'm horny all the time. This fucking sucks. So I can appreciate, like, we're talking, God, Cindy Crawford. If you remember Vendela from Victoria's Secret commercial, I remember a lot of Victoria's Secret catalog girls. There's Vendela.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah, or no. Oh, I'm sorry, Frederique. I think Frederique something or other was Victoria's Secret. Vendela was a Sports Illustrated chick. But, like, I can look at that shit and still get into it. But anything even 5 years before that, where they have, like, kind of the puffy hair.
The big early 90s hair?
No, like, late 80s hair. Mid to late 80s. Right, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, early 90s I can get sized to. But we're going to just do that now. But late 80s, I'm like, how? Like, I guess you could fuck that, but it looks so silly and goofy. And, like, God, if you went back, because I remember when I was first in that era stealing Playboys, and it was hard. I don't know about for you guys, but it was hard.
Where did you steal
these? Are you talking about your hair thing?
Where did you steal these Playboys?
Oh, Crown Books, no longer with us.
And did you cut the eyes out?
So they wouldn't watch
me. So the bookstore sold porn?
Yes.
Wow.
And we would just take my technique was to wear them out. I would show up after school at like 2:20 and I would just grab video game magazines and act like I was reading for hours. And eventually, like by 4:30,
nobody would watch you anymore.
They'd get sick of it. They're like, what is this little fat fuck nerd doing? I guess.
They go do their own thing.
Yeah. And then, of course, you'd slip up and you'd put that issue of GamePro or Electronic Gaming Monthly in front of a Playboy. How did that happen? You should have put it back in the video game section, but you put it in front of the porn. And then, like, you just leave that there for a half hour. And then a half hour later, I was fucking meticulous, like a serial killer. And then you just walk back, and you're like, oh, I picked up this EGM again. There might be a Playboy behind it, but how did that happen? I'm so confused. And at that point, it's academic. You walk it to the back. You tear it out of the bag. You shove it down your pants, and then you go to the door. And if they try to stop you, you sprint.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does 7-Eleven still sell magazines, by the way?
I don't believe. Like,
I don't think 7-Eleven's
porn. Not porn. I think it'll still sell like Us Weekly or something like that.
It's just you ever notice like one of those things just kind of dawns on you where you're used to seeing something every time in a certain place, and one day you're like, oh, I don't think I've seen that.
In a while. I can't waddle drunk into CVS and buy the occasional smokes anymore. That weirds me out. No one.
Yeah, it's true.
I lose my mind whenever I go, like I'm traveling and I go to like a gas station and they have this just magical rack of like stuff you don't even see anymore, either, where it's just called like enter an 18-year-old, like that's like the fucking name of it or something, or it'll be like Anal Queens. And like, you know, that's just what it's called. I love those, man. They're just
I like Anal
filthy.
Queens because that title goes both ways.
Right?
Like,
it's not gender bias whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. It's built for today's America.
Yeah, whichever way that month is swinging.
That could last forever. I don't know. I just always get excited about that because it's, yeah, it's basically dead. Did the bookstore have, like, some of the more obscene varieties?
I mean,
like, did they carry Hustler?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
What about
it's
Leg
a bookstore.
Show?
Yeah, that's still penetrating. It's a bookstore?
Yeah, they've got a lot of books there. Leg Show. God, Leg Show always creeped me out. Like, yeah. Just making the whole pantyhose fetish, like, a mainstream thing.
I'm just trying to remember my uncle's house, what I would see.
I'm going to look
Unky
up names.
Lingbach. Yeah, oh, Leg Show always creeped me out. Because, like, the spread would start okay. And you're like, all right, leggy blonde, and then her tits come out. You're like, okay, so far, so good. And then it was just like 18 pictures dedicated to her pulling off her hosiery and like with her feet up in the air. You're like, you fucking lost me, dude. Like,
hosiery.
Her hosiery. Yeah.
Okay. Pete made me think of something.
I am older than you guys.
When you think about the generational, like, you look back and you go, wow, this looks so old or whatever. Mm-hmm. You think about women and men. Have women just gotten hotter? Or have the clothes gotten better? Or is it because it just seems like you're looking at a different civilization? Like,
yeah.
When you go back and look at stuff from like the 60s or the 70s, even, and that's not that historically long ago.
It isn't, no. There are a handful of women where I could still be like viscerally into them. I was, like I was saying, I remember a couple old Playboys for a time in the early to mid 90s. They were doing like, like a Playmate flashback or some shit. And it was great because they'd show all the old pictures and then they'd kill your dick by like showing what they look like now. But
casually disgusting.
Yeah.
Right.
That is the new tagline. One of them that like blew me away because like I am and forever will be a tit man was Cynthia Myers, who just had that stupid flat iron fucking looks like they cut a hole in a bell to make my hair look.
Yeah.
But, like, tits, like, goddamn footballs, like, just huge, like, so...
Like football.
Is it good enough as the one that, like, Frank Gifford banged? That a
oh, Susan Johnson?
Yeah.
Tits like goddamn butternut squashes.
I mean, no, they have a weird oblong look to them, but it was still sexy. Like, they were just massive. Look her up and then show...
Oh, I'm looking her up.
Okay,
yeah.
Show it to Chris and you tell me if there's something else you would liken those teats to more.
Hopefully this is a good Google search.
Cynthia Myers
tits.
Yeah, enjoy.
It's on Boobapedia.
They didn't call them those.
Oh, she's a Hall of Famer, buddy.
Boobpedia. Hold on.
Okay. Go to Boobpedia. Go where the data takes you.
Oh, but you got to keep in mind, guys. Oh,
just go
wow.
to Google Image.
Holy moly.
You can say holy shit. It's apparently a dirty one.
Yeah.
Wow, those are some floppy sillies.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are some magnificent udders. They do look like udders, though. Like, they have, like, they have, like, their, they kind of slope at the end, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And then they get pointy.
They look like the
kind going on.
Where, like, if you married that woman, you better fucking bang it like a speed bag as many times as you can because it's all downhill from there.
They really are like a ski slope.
I was just about to say, they look like black diamonds.
Right, like they flatten out at the bottom.
Look at those black diamonds.
I would play Kiss's Black Diamond if I had it on tap, but fuck it. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit hurt.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, it was...
I'm going to keep that up, like, every time we start a show now.
Oh, yeah, just, no. Like, just no, like, we're chopper pilots in Nam. You know, like, seriously, just leave that open, we'll fucking kiss our hands and tap our tits, and that's how we start the show. Like, we're going off to war. No, she was the, like, the fucking...
I wonder if I should put that on YouTube.
Brick shithouse so built you had to respect it, even though she was from, like, 1840. And the other example, the only chick who I just felt was, like, legit beautiful and had really, like, human hair. Because that's really what throws us more than anything. That's how stupid we are. It's just different hair. And we're like, ew,
yeah,
how gross. Like,
I still think there's, like, some sort of evolution going
on. It's true. Like, women in the 50s had a weird, like, boxy Russian wife bride thing going with their faces. Just a weird... The features were very odd, and they had that stupid curly Sue hair, too, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone was like,
I feel like bone structures were different too.
Like
as far as like facial features and stuff like that.
It
like
seems
they
that way a little.
Their cheekbones weren't as high, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just more beautiful people now.
Could be, or we see more of them. I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe there's just access to
it's
more.
It's so funny though because that's, like,
but yeah, even then, no, I'm sorry. Like
this is seriously like a sixth grade conversation that we're like, do you guys notice there's like a lot of hot chicks now?
I do think about it though. It makes me like.
I know it's
exposure,
like I never not
right?
think
no,
about
it's
it.
It's got to be exposure.
Like legit, you think, and it's like Marilyn Monroe. Does she really do it for? I mean,
I know that's
yeah.
what I say, but she was like the hottest woman on
exactly.
the planet.
And you like she banged a ton of famous guys, so you do it for that. And I'm not saying I wouldn't or anything, but I don't get like she's the fucking silly of their time.
Does that mean that there were a bunch of like Ariana Grandes just walking around town, just not getting
oh, yeah,
discovered?
Because they weren't even treating Latinas and black chicks and Asians as human back then. So it was just like if you wanted saucy, you know, wild woman shit, you were looking at Italian girls. Like, oh, look at that fiery Italian temper. Look at her dark eyes. And
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, fucking exactly. You're looking at Apollonia's tits.
Those are amazing, by the way.
It's a great pair, yeah.
Yeah, great pair. She's got the weird, like...
they're slopey, too.
Almost skin-colored, like...
I believe the technical term is ghost nipples, sir.
Is that what it is?
On Reddit, it is, yeah. Ghost nipples. I'm chasing that high that will never come again. I'm just, like, into weirder
I meet that
Reddits.
Stripper.
Who? Oh, Ghost Nipples?
Ghost Nipples. That sounds like a
cool sounds like
stripper
a burlesque
name.
Dancer. Me, Ghost Nipples! And then she has her stupid tassels, and she's a fat chick like every burlesque girl.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah. The other chick who was smoking hot and like an actual beauty.
Yeah,
and apparently was like hot enough that even fucking Hugh Hefner stopped fucking other women for 5 years. Mm. Barbie Benton. And like just, I thought also had one of the best pairs there is. Great smile too. Fuck, I could fall in love with photos of Barbie Benton in the day.
It'd be pretty weird if you did.
To yeah. the boobpedia.
It'd be great if I did make a body pillow out of her and tried to.
Oh yeah, she's
Barbie Benton's gorgeous.
It's not
Barbie Benton was like
honestly, I would have done Myers.
Of course, those are freak show tits.
Yeah,
you'll only encounter tits that big once in your life. Like
she
hop on.
She has a nipple to.
I know. I like big areolas.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. There we go.
Yeah, that's my.
She has a nipple. You didn't even let me finish. That's all I just said. She has a nipple.
Yeah, I knew where you're going with
I
it.
I know.
I'm a big fan.
It's like half the size of her tit.
I wish I had known about Boobpedia before today.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't be doing the show, that's for sure.
How are those 34 Ds? Those are 34 Ds.
Marching off to your room with a Gatorade, a box of tissues. Chris, are you sick? Kind of.
That's another thing.
I'm bringing them to the camera, guys.
I think their measurement metrics must have changed, too.
Yeah, 34 D should be intimidating. Like, that should be...
It should look like Cynthia Myers or whatever her name was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
intimidating.
34D.
It should make you question your life.
Like, yeah, your dad should, like, have a fucking tear in his eye if you're bringing home a chick with D's or above. Like, it shouldn't be like your mom being like, oh, what a tasteful little bust on that little girl you brought around.
Why would somebody's mom
Why
say
would
that?
Your mom?
I don't know. That's how we talk from my ear, I guess.
John, yeah, that girl you brought over last night had a tasteful bust.
Nice tits. I'm worried about her areola ratios, though. They're all over the place.
She drops a Jerry Stiller rack of lamb on you. Nice little rack of lamb.
Did Jerry Stiller croak, by the way?
No, he's still alive.
Okay,
there was a rumor like a week ago.
Was that it? Okay, yeah, because I thought I missed out on telling my mom. And I was like kind of sad, but then I saw nothing about it. And I was like, there's no way I wouldn't have seen a million corny Festivus tweets. If that motherfucker
That's
hadn't
true.
Died.
People would have, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they would have brought that back. Even though, you know.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I am.
So if you guys, by the way, which one is it? Leg show, still active, I'm pretty sure. I do not see a death date on this.
I believe on leg show.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there was a leg show poster hanging in the Bada Bing, maybe in the back room.
Oh, in Sopranos?
Yeah, I could be wrong, but that was back when like printed porn was still a thing.
Yeah, like, well, because that show started in like the late 90s, right? It was maybe 97 or 98,
99, and that, yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching that show, watch it, with my druggy friends. Like, we had one
this,
dude.
You really did have a different life before whatever life you're currently living, didn't you?
I had, like, a very...
You were, like, doing stuff and things.
I used a lot of drugs, like, throughout high school and the first chunk of college. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have vivid memories of, like, going to my buddy's house Friday, and I think 9 p.m. they would rerun The Sopranos. And after that, it was, like, Dennis Miller time, and that was right around when we knew to take the drugs. Because they'd be kicking, like his parents would be asleep an hour later.
Dennis Miller's on, so take kicking the drugs.
Yeah, exactly. No, I still hear everybody. And I'm like, I get a little spacey. My pupils dilate. And yeah, man, you would hear that Tears for Fears come on. You're like, all right, go to the shitter. Pop your tussin. And then
a little bit drips into your brain.
Yeah.
And, that's wild, man.
No, but I remember seeing Sopranos season one that way, and I very much...
And Leg Show was there.
Leg Show and maybe Perfect 10 as well, if you remember that shit.
I was going to say, did you guys get your hands on like a couple of these magazines like when they were live, when you could actually find them at stores?
My brother had a Leg Show.
Well, I figured I was just going to list some of the names and then you guys could just say if
I knew them or not.
If you knew them or not.
Okay. If we batched? If we Charlie batched?
If you batched to them.
We'll just steal Junkie shtick all damn day now. Run off of Charlie Batch.
Adam Filmworld?
What?
That's not familiar.
That's
to me.
An actor. I don't know. Adam Film.
Asian Fever.
Okay,
I'm looking,
Chris.
I'm looking at you, Chris.
We're looking in Chris's direction. Yeah.
You guys are looking at me.
Barely Legal, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That is Barely Legal is the only magazine I ever bought. Like, one time I turned 18 and was at some podunk fucking gas station. And I was just like, okay, I'll buy a Barely Legal. And it was of poor quality. It was a Hustler
production.
Really? It was a Hustler production.
I didn't think
production.
It was that bad.
No, it was Hustler affiliated. Hustler and everything that touched Hustler was shit. Mm-hmm. Hustler was always a tier below.
Yeah. I could have done without the giant blown up dick coming, and then I'm like, "Where's the fucking girl?"
Oh, you know,
she's
different
like
issues.
Barely there.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong magazine.
Yeah, there was one comedian. It's funny how you remember these just dumb lines from comedians who otherwise went nowhere. But his line was like, "Hustler, we charge you. We don't cost much, and Hustler, we don't pay the girls much, and we pass the savings on to you." I believe that was his thing, because, like, Hustler cost a buck or something when everything else was a couple dollars.
That's
you could get, like, a Hustler and a Kit Kat and get changed back for a dollar. And, yeah, the girls were a little fucking
my
nubby.
My favorite fap session, Hustler and a Kit Kat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they also had the...
Something to get my strength back up.
Beaver of the Month, if you recall that. That was their...
They had a shtick, and I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, it was
that.
Beaver of the Month. You would send in chicks... Like, your chick's, you know, vagoo.
Yeah.
Like, her whole thing. But, like, I guess when they say beaver, it was a very... Well, I don't want
to
say...
Did it have to be hairy?
Kind of, yeah. I was going to say they ran with a more literal interpretation than I would have liked. And it was just a lot of, like, you know, goddamn Michigan box. You know, like, you'd see wood paneling and a lot of puffy hair because of the 80s. But, yeah, just, like, knees in different time zones. And then it's like, oh, here's the best pussy in Des Moines.
But I've always thought it was weird because I don't know how people got off back then, because when everybody was just covered in hair, it was like, you can't fucking see her vagina at all.
I know.
Why are you guys losing your shit over this?
That whole grooming thing is a result of the air quotes pornification of America, but God help me, it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
At the very least... Like, shave it down to, like, George Michael's stubble. You know, like, I can live with that on a pussy, and that's a lazy thing to do.
Mm-hmm,
like, just legit take...
Your pussy reminds me of George Michael's.
Exactly, and yet I'm not coming. I am not... That was one that I dealt with back in the day, and I couldn't clown the girl.
About to wham this pussy.
Wake me up before you blow.
So I'll go to the next one.
We're going to skip Chris? Okay,
we'll see,
sure. He's not the biggest.
Oh, well, yeah, we can keep going on just Bush.
Okay.
No, we can't. All right, Celebrity Skin.
Oh, Celeb Skin was huge, yeah. Please, were you? That was
I never, ever encountered that.
Oh, holy shit.
And the first
shit.
Time I was getting into checking out celebs is on Egotastic. And now that thing's kind of littered with, like, they're just, they're like, oh, this... And it's like a person who already fucking shows their tits all the time.
That there was nothing lamer
like a model.
Than like we
like,
saw.
The fuck do I care?
We saw Pamela Anderson's tits at the pool.
Exactly.
You're like, do you want her Playmate of the Year? Do you want her like when she looked like another person?
Exactly.
Naked when she was like just Playmate of the Month? Do you want her now? Baywatch Pamela Anderson. She, by the way, is more so than even Jenna Jameson, transformed herself with plastic surgery. If you
what
find,
does she look like now?
No, what everyone knows is Pamela Anderson was not Pamela Anderson. If you look just Pamela Anderson, Playmate of the Month, because she was just some fucking Canadian, I think, that like got naked, different fucking face and everything. And good looking girl. She just picked a different face and rolled with that and different tits. You can look it up now. Like it's legit weird. I remember because Pamela Anderson, in the mid-90s, even the
playmate
late 90s,
of the month?
Was kind of... Dude, she started as a Playmate of the Month. And she was like the it chick, and Playboy once a year would have some sort of like retrospective on her because they had so many goddamn nudes. She wasn't refusing doing new nudes. Even, you know, she'd kind of made it with Baywatch and VIP and all that dog shit. She would still get naked. She was great. She fucking knew where her money was coming from. And so every so often, Playboy would throw together these kind of...
This person?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a little different.
It was very different. Don't say a little. Very. I felt very different.
She's still very attractive, though.
Exactly. But just kind of more girl next door.
It's weird. She kind of looks like Meg Ryan. Like, she has a little bit of Meg Ryan in her.
She very much just was like, I want a new face and new tits. And then kind of took Hollywood after that.
Weird.
But you would see these old pictures.
Yeah, no way like, I would think that was her.
Yeah, you would be like, Pamela Anderson's career in nudes in the new Playboy. And you would always see these things at the start. And it fucking blew my mind seeing what she
like,
was pre-surgery.
Are you guys ready for this? Jenny McCarthy, nude. And it's like, motherfucker, I've already seen that before. So of course you guys. They're like, she took her top. And I'm like, this is not the celebrity nudes I came here for.
The only thing, not to brag, like I'm some porn historian from that era, but I was.
I came here for the...
if you looked up Jenny's original shit, the only thing I can tell you is that she definitely didn't care to bleach down there to start with. So she had like the mouse brown vag thing going with the bleach blonde hair. Jenny McCarthy. Did you want to run through any other magazines? Or,
I was going to say we can keep going for a second, but
please do.
I was just saying that's not the nudes I'm looking for. You got to look for these aren't the nudes.
All right, Obi-Wan.
like the Jennifer Beale like nudes. You know, like something where they just did something one time. And then they're like, oh, shit.
I remember celebrity skin as much as, like, is... By the way, did Chris go to, like, straight up take a shit?
I think he did.
Wow. Okay.
You want to bring the show in there?
Well, no. Make sure the door is open. I think he locked it, like, fully behind himself. Turn the little nubble. Now turn the knob. There you go. No, I don't want to end it with Chris taking a shit off mic.
No, I didn't want to end it there. I said, did you want to bring the show in there?
Oh, we pause it? Yeah, we can do that.
No. We don't need to do that whatsoever. We'll go on to the next...
Okay.
Next list of pornos here.
Sure, of pornos. Celebrity skin, I just wanted to say, was a bit of a curiosity. Those were like kind of the fun issues where it'd be like, oh, you have Courtney Love and Roseanne nude. And you're like, sure, what the fuck?
I'd still batch it to both.
I'd take head from both. I don't know if I could perform with Rosie.
So we got Chic.
Chic.
These are all the USA titles, but I'm...
Chic
sure.
isn't, dude. There's a lot of weird, like almost fanzine level porno out there. So don't like back when publications mattered. So don't feel bad. You don't know this shit.
Well,
that's
no, the
thing
is, there aren't that many on this list. So I'm thinking they at
what,
least.
Well, Chic was a, we passed Playboy already. It's alphabetical.
No, it is alphabetical. Then there's Club.
Club was the crack cocaine of the porn world.
Let me.
I've always said this, like,
get a cover
Playboy here. Was like sneaking your parents' beers, and then you had Penthouse was kind of the cocaine, where there was some penetration, there was spread vag, and you would, I don't know, they had the weird piss fetish
thing. Does Wikipedia show nudes?
Hop on in, sir. We're just recapturing.
Does Wikipedia show nudes?
I mean, if you, like, look up the word areola, it'll probably show one. Or penis.
Because I can't tell about these nipples. Chris, can you come over here and look at these nipples? Are those being blurred? Or are those like her real nipples? What do you think?
Yeah, those are real.
That's we got real nipples.
Hold on. Now I got.
It looks
look
like they just.
Nipples.
Looks like
now
they
I can
just,
do this at work.
Looks okay. Like they just stuck cotton balls in the end.
Let me take a look.
Look at this.
Those are nipples.
Yeah.
No. Those do look a little.
A little off, right?
Yeah, that's not. Those are censored.
I would put this. Yeah.
There's a little like flesh-colored blob on top of each nipper.
Like just enough to follow some rules.
Okay, so we were going through mags that we knew of because apparently this is a segment, and I'm going to roll with it because yes and.
Right.
Why censor?
Also because it's a dirty show, and I was like, let's just
go for
get
it.
Fucking dirty.
Sorry for taking off. My stomach was feeling a little bit.
No, it's fine, man. If you gotta drop a shit, go for it.
Chris,
that's my clever euphemism.
Way too dirty.
Drop a shit. Pretty much Borat level. Make shit in toilet.
Look at this. I'm fucking sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the bit going on here now?
I think he's going through publications and...
Just reminiscing
if
over
we knew
old
them or
Bush,
not.
New Bush.
And he came to Club, and I was saying, like, Club was, like, the filthy... In fact, I remember an issue of Club that had a threesome with, like, I don't know, a white girl and, like, two Latina-looking chicks, and one of them had just massive areolars. And that was, like, one of the first times I was like, I am digging this a lot. Maybe this is my thing.
Yeah.
Just huge tits with huge saucers on the end of them, like, right on.
You saucers. Hear that, ladies? Great. If you got big saucers, send
yeah,
them in.
Yeah, exactly.
Send them... send them to producer Pete first, and I'll make sure they qualify.
I'll also take literally any other tit pick, but those are good too.
Gallery?
Don't know gallery.
Anyone?
Nope.
I'm gonna right click that one. Genesis?
That was a video game system, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sega.
Yeah, it had blast processing.
Sega CD.
That's why I was. Was it Sega does what Nintendo don't? There.
Really? Was that it?
Oh, I know the commercials from the childhood that you guys were still fetuses for.
Yeah.
Let me get back to the tab. List.
I love this.
Gent.
Bit.
Gent.
I remember the name Gent. I never looked at it. I remember Gent.
Gent. Yep.
I always thought the
I feel
fanciest
like that's like
was,
higher end.
I always thought the fanciest name was Swank. Just like, you're a classy man by yourself, a swank, honey.
And then Hillary Swank comes along, and you're like, what do I feel about this now?
Yeah, exactly.
sorry. Gourmet Edition?
Gourmet Edition? No,
I don't
think
you're
like,
on the wrong
it's
website.
It's like jerking off to Good Housekeeping.
Is this a culinary thing? Yeah.
Yeah, you're on Cookpedia.com.
Better Life and Family. High Society. That was a really good one.
Yeah, I remember the name High Society. I never looked at it, though.
I remember High Times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
High Times, I thankfully never, even in my pot smokiest, never stopped laughing at that. It's just an embarrassing piece of shit.
Let's see what else we got. Hustler, of course. Jugs. Jugs was great.
Yeah, I remember Jugs.
That's like that Al Bundy favorite.
That was Biggins.
Oh, was it Biggins?
Yeah, the classic scene.
You probably couldn't say Jugs.
But... He's in the store, the shoe store, looking at Biggins with Griff. And Griff, his black coworker, is looking at black Biggins, and they gaze at each other and then swap issues.
Now, I'm going to guess that these were fictitious or fictional magazines that they made for the show.
Biggins was not real, yes.
I was just thinking, though, if we could get some of the fans together to actually send us some pictures, then we will create our own fanzine called Biggins for all our
fans. See, the thing is, when you do, like, especially Guy Talk Radio, you could fill an issue with Biggins, but it'd just be morbidly obese.
Yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of fat listeners.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just our army of Toms.
We still love you guys.
Frodo Biggins.
There you go. And it was Biggins, and then the strip club was the Jiggly Room.
Nice. And then there's, of course, Leg Show, and then Modern Man. Ooh.
Don't know that. I do
that
know,
sounds high class, too.
There was Modern Man, Blue Boy, Torso, Inches. I
are
think
we still in the right genre?
I'm looking. It's 100%.
We can just go to another topic.
There's only two more. Or there's only five more.
There's only 20 more.
I can't count. Penthouse, Perfect 10. Perfect 10.
Perfect 10 always. Chris, do you know Perfect 10?
Uh-uh.
Perfect 10 used to send its girls to Howard Stern. This is how I know this one really well. And I think it was owned by some like really sleazy WAP, Lyle... So it almost sounded like Lyle Alzado, but it wasn't that. R.I.P.
The guy who died of steroids.
Yeah. He was an old creepy guy. Shocker. He worked in porn. And he was like, I want women to like love their bodies. And this is how they do it because no girl has had augmentation who's in Perfect 10. So his hook was like, real girls can look like they've had surgery without surgery. This dumb fuck who didn't grasp, like, the only defensive mechanism the average chick has looking at a playmate is, like, fuck her fake hair, fuck her fake tits, right. Fuck her lip job, fuck everything about her.
So these girls were already amazing.
These guys are just, this army of fembot Russian hooker-looking bitches.
Just out of the womb perfect.
Yeah, just perfect tens. And he was like, isn't this inspiring, ladies? And every chick was like, fuck you, I hate you like so much.
That is kind of funny.
God, men can be dumb sometimes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's great. Of course, Playboy, but they don't even show nudes anymore. Bunch of assholes.
That is so weird.
Did we ever do a rip show to that?
I'll play the It's So Hard to Say Goodbye exactly, yesterday. Yeah. No, I used to go to playboyblog.com and just have like an old-fashioned session once every couple of months where you're like, look, boobs, pubes, this used to be enough. And now you can't even go. It's like pictures from this month's issue, and it's like a girl covering her tits. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Well, they went. Playboy got rid of nudity, right?
Yeah, it's like
aren't they considering going
shitty
back?
I hope they are. God,
yeah.
Because they used to have a great angle where, like, it was still like the cutest girls were in Playboy. Like the hottest girl I've seen naturally the last 5 years, Leanna Decker. Look her up. Just some ginger. Oh god damn, I can't even remember where I was going with this. Pretty lady. Playboy product. And she's, taking shit over. I don't know. I say taking the world by storm. Fuck knows her.
So the next one is Score.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's funny. This is the only one that has, like,
Al
a description.
Goldstein, owner.
This focuses on large-breasted women.
I just remember the owner was this bigger-than-life personality, Al Goldstein, trying to be like the Jewish Larry Flint, I guess.
Biggins.
Yeah, and Biggins.
And Screw and Swank.
And he was on Conan once or twice, and just a gaudy piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Screw and then Swank, and that's where the list ends.
Oh, Screw Al Goldstein? Shit, Screw might have been Al Goldstein.
Milky Way Productions, perhaps?
Okay, I don't
know. Is Larry Flint still alive?
I believe so. I'll see ya. He's still in his chair. So
and that's the list.
We
got through it.
Okay.
You know a shit ton about those magazines.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. Even though 9/10 of them were inherited from like people's older brothers and were missing the covers at that point, but yeah,
Found in the woods. I think I was reading an article.
I mean, we need to do. Yeah, everyone's done this to death already, but
and they were like, yeah,
the miracle of found pornography in the woods.
Did that ever happen to you, Chris?
No, I wouldn't.
Where the
touch
fuck
that.
Did you grow up then?
Southern Maryland and some Northern Virginia, too.
Wait, you're a Southern Maryland guy?
Well, it was like a 50-50 split.
So it was
Were your parents split or no?
No, so they did.
Okay.
And then I moved to Northern Virginia.
Okay, but where in Southern Maryland?
Calvert County.
Is that Dorf? Is that the dirty Dorf?
No. It wasn't white trash where I was.
Okay.
It was, Calvert, basically right next to Dunkirk, Maryland, which is a pretty respectable area.
Dunkirk? I thought Dunkirk was like Baltimore almost. Am I wrong?
No.
Shit.
That's Dundalk.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's it. Okay, Dunkirk.
Yeah.
God damn, everything is German name.
But it was technically right called Owings, but there wasn't a town for Owings.
Did you ever play in
this is
the
so
woods?
Weird, though. Sorry, but there's an Owings Mills that's like next to Baltimore.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say
shitty
it.
Shitty state. God damn.
It's not my state anymore. I don't claim
like,
it
where,
on my taxes.
I'm still just I'm just trying to clear this up on how the hell you avoided this. How did this not happen to you? Did you ever play in the woods?
I played in the woods. Actually, I had woods right next to my house, but we had we had two houses on like 5 acres of land. So
it just weirded me out.
If
man.
There was porn in the woods,
the
it would have been
dads.
It would have been
yeah,
yours.
Really weird.
Okay.
It would have been like, hey, Dad, what's going on down here?
Porn
By
fair.
The way, we did find that. We did find in my friend's bedroom, his dad hid his porn.
Right.
Oh, he would hide it in the son's room?
In the son's room. Yeah, and we found it one time. And he never brought it up because he was like, I'm fucking moving it. Like, because the son found it. It was like in. He had a drop ceiling, so he moved one of the tiles over and he was like, holy
shit.
That
is too hardcore for porn. Hiding. That's like
it's
fucking
a weird,
serial
right?
killer trophy hiding yeah. at that point. Like Dexter blood slides.
And it was just funny because, yeah, he took him out and then he just found another hiding place for him and his dad never once
what
brought
is,
it up. It, and I'm
it's
like that's
robbing
so
a
great.
Drug dealer. What are you going to do? Go to the cops and say, I stole all your marijuana?
What are you going to do? Tell mom? Yeah,
exactly. It's fucking amazing.
I thought it was hilarious. I don't know. That's just my input for.
I had one last story because I can tell we're all winding down. He's got his after shit afterglow smile going.
And, oh yeah, I feel good.
Yeah,
I'm ready to hit the par.
Yeah,
the par.
This man's ready to
bar.
Drink. Yeah,
the bar.
He's DTing so hard his vocal cords made him say par instead of bar.
Oh, I said bar.
So I am going to put this one thing out there. Who is familiar with Chris Gethard? I believe because the name looks like Get Hard, but. He's not a porn star.
I've never heard of him.
Okay.
I know the guy. I know that he's got a couple things out there, and I have literally checked out none of them.
You'll want to fucking kill yourself.
How do you spell it?
I think it's like legit, just G-E-T-H-A-R-D. Yeah, like I'm not being funny when I
like
say that.
Like that five.
Chris Gethard.
Like that.
Chris Gethard, yeah.
Five-star film.
Get Shorty, Get Hard.
So
get
what should we know him from?
Recently, if you saw Mike Birbiglia's Don't Think Twice, he is, like, I think the guy that looks nerdy as shit.
It's a very small part in that.
Well, oh, is it small?
I guess he's in it's some of the stuff that group. Happens to him, but, yeah, it's like, I feel like I didn't see him that much.
So, I'm gay, so I listen to NPR.
Isolate that.
Yes, that's what I've moved on from after Guy Talk. I'm now an NPR queeb. And he was on Fresh Air with Terry Gross. Doing an interview, and of course, this is where celebs just get to kind of chill for an hour.
She the one who had the thing with Gene Simmons back in the day?
That'd be hilarious.
It was like a really awkward interview with Gene Simmons.
Beefing or something? I could completely say that. Oh, I could completely envision that. Gene would be like, hello, Terry. I'm Gene Simmons.
Well, I think if this is the same woman, he kept like propositioning her during the interview, and she was like,
I mean, Terry's not the springiest of chickens, but sure, Gene's like 90 years old at this point. I could see him wanting to fuck Terry Gross. God, Gene Simmons is the biggest piece of human shit.
You'll get sued.
Yeah. Why? Because he's Jewish? That's racist.
Don't say that about me.
was it Craig Gass that used to do the Gene Simmons thing on Stern? I love
that
how
guy's amazing impression.
This is Gene Simmons of Kiss. The best line he ever had was like, in the 70s, Kiss got tired of having vaginal sex, so he invented the anus so we could have anal. Or something like that. I don't know. It'd be funny if he said it. I suck.
I've stumbled on this guy on Twitter, I think, once or twice.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything social media-wise that lights the world on fire, but he's an improv dude. He's from UCB, and he then, I think, had an FMU show, I could be wrong, for a long time, FMU being a gigantic public access station in New York that like launches careers, has an air signal, everything this place is not.
Everything we want.
Everything
honestly.
I would kill for. And he was on Terry Gross because he's got a show on like Ion or one of those weird made up channels that like
Fusion.
Fusion.
I
there
bet
you
it's
go.
Fusion. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a lot of comedy.
He's got
stuff
a show
there.
And it's like this wacky kind of improv themed show. And he was, again, like really famous in the UCB world for a long time and has bumped around comedy at this kind of lower level. But when I say lower level, like you and I would slit throats to have been where this guy has been.
To at least
like,
be there at that
exactly,
level.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I'm
he was
curious.
Like, oh, woe is me. I got fired from SNL after 2 weeks. Like, you were on fucking SNL?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm going
to
cry
you
a river.
Got to SNL.
Yeah, so
fuck you.
His whole shtick was like he really battled depression. And he was talking about that, like how he contemplated suicide and all that shit.
No comedian's ever done that before,
exactly.
By the way.
Yeah. So
this is definitely new ground.
I'm like installing deadbolts. Probably my 12th hour, like one or two times a year, I just have these dog days where I work like a legit 12-hour day of manual labor.
Ah, this
labor.
Bitch is fucked. God damn it.
Yeah, pretty much. I had the house. It was just me and two Spanish painters, so I could say whatever the fuck I wanted. And
what, are they for free speech or something?
Yeah, you know, I can't understand much. Cunt, okay? So I'm listening to this downloaded interview of his, and he really goes on with the depression thing, and I'm kind of like, well, shit, I'm depressed as fuck, too. I think of suicide all the time,
yeah,
too.
So I'm thinking about killing myself right now.
So I'm like, fuck it. Let's throw a bit of a Hail Mary pass to see if I can ride the depression train to talk to Chris Gethard. Mm-hmm. And so I like type up like this really like heartfelt Facebook message. This is how every sad story starts.
Oh, right. God, this is really embarrassing. I can feel this coming.
Oh, like, it was. Yeah.
Like when you meet a hot girl and you're like, Oh yeah, I'm totally gonna win her over with
this, but yeah.
When you said really long Facebook message, she'll fucking love me.
When you said heartfelt, I cringed inside.
As you should have. You should have died inside hearing heartfelt. So I didn't want to. I don't know. There's not much I don't reveal on this show, but I was really just like, I completely related to everything you had to say about wanting to ice yourself. Didn't relate to any of the success stories. You know what I mean? Because I was like, I wanted to kill myself, but I had been considered like a UCB wunderkid. Like, I was famous at UCB by the time I was 21. I'm like, well, that's where our paths diverge, pal. So it was like,
I hate hearing stuff.
Yeah, it was
so hard like, hearing this guy.
People think I'm a prodigy, and it makes me depressed.
Well, it was just really difficult hearing this guy. He's like, yeah, I really wanted to kill myself because all I had going was like my UCB show, and everyone around me was making it but me. I'm like, wait, like your best friend's Bobby Moynihan, who could get you SNL gigs. You're still known throughout New York. Everyone fucking loves you at UCB. Like,
yeah, you probably have access to 1,000 different writing gigs if you wanted it.
Yeah, and all I have is fucking Indian people that know to call me for cheap work, and then they still haggle me. So, like, yeah.
And a busted-ass website.
Yeah, exactly. A fucking Erting website. And I just, so I write this long message, and I'm like,
heartfelt.
You know, really heartfelt. Really sappy. From the fucking ticker. And it's like, you know, I battled depression too. I've thought of suicide too. Oh, I'm really, God. I'm layering it on, dude, because I'm like, this is my one fucking shot. Like, I gotta.
This guy's gonna get me because I get him.
Exactly. If I just tell him how fucked up I am too, his face will light up and we'll get married. And it's just, it closes with, like, I'm in a dark place right now. Like, I'm really trying to ham it up. Well, actually,
oh my God.
That wasn't even a lie.
I'm holding the knife.
Yeah. He might as well have said that.
As I write this.
This is like Stan. Like,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. My girlfriend screaming from the trunk.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I might as well have ended it with, like, hugs and kisses, all the love. But I was like, you know, it really just, I think it'd help if I could talk to you. Like, just going full bore. And I'm guessing I'm not the first person to have tried this trick with Chris Gethard, because maybe like an hour later, there's a little check mark showing it was red.
Oh, no.
And like, for a couple days afterward, I was just like, hey, am I going to get a reply?
To be fair, maybe he thought about it, but he was like, this guy is so fucked up. I don't even know what to say.
He's gone. Maybe.
Yeah.
Lost cause.
Maybe he's like, I don't want to make it worse. I'm just not going to say anything.
I should have followed up with like a second message and been like, look, in case you're thinking about giving me a job to save my life, not to brag, but I have done 6 months of improv in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for whatever you throw at me, big man.
In case you think I'm crazy, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm sane enough to know what I said was crazy. That always goes well. So yeah, that was me fucking taking
big
shit.
When did this happen?
That was 10 days ago or so.
Oh my God, I thought this was like 5 years ago.
No.
Oh
no.
God, you're...
Yeah, we're still at that level, man.
Am I safe in this room with you?
Sure. I mean, yeah, what do you want me to say? If I fucking met Howard Stern tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, I was Jewish too.
And, you know, I tried to get him on the show once.
Who, Chris?
He big-timed the shit out of me.
Really? Just like Flavor Flav,
I mean,
clock size, big time?
I mean, just a couple of easy questions. You know, he's like, I'm going to be in D.C. this time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, great, looking forward to the show. It's like, you know, do you have any time in your schedule? You know, I hit him up several times just asking, like, do you have any openings in your schedule? I'd love to get you in the radio station. And just nothing. And then I looked through the rest of his messages, and I was like, I don't see any at replies, like, at all. So he kind of seems just he puts his shit out there, and then he just kind of walks away.
Some people do that. Also, some people, I think you guys kind of sleep on this a little bit.
Sure. Success?
No. Well, yeah. People who are verified on Twitter, they can sort their at mentions by verified and everybody
what?
Else.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so they might not even be seeing it.
I did not know that. Who the fuck do we pay for a blue check?
Oh, I thought you meant like they were looking for it. You mean there's a fucking filter?
Yeah, they got a filter.
Like, they don't even get that?
God. Yeah. That'd be so great if I got that
and
then clicked it.
They can if they switch over to the other one, but a lot of people don't.
So,
why would they ever look at the fucking
refuse? Yeah, why would
refuse?
You?
Look at the commoners, yeah.
Well, no, no. I mean, like, there's some miserable people out there. I mean, if you had the chance to just tune all that shit out.
I would in a heartbeat. Yeah. No, I wasn't joking when I said, why would you? Yeah. I would legit, yeah. If I can, like, you can either get, like, tit pics from some four in Kentucky, or, like, I can wait for Maria Menounos, you know, to hit me up or
right.
something. No, that's amazing. Like, if I ever got that ability and I sorted that way, it would just be, like, the one time Scott Baio told me to, like, eat a cock.
Yeah.
And then just regular at mentions right afterward. Because that's where I am in entertainment. 36th birthday this month. What? Not behind the curve.
26?
Yeah, 26. God. Oh, God. If I would weep tears of joy. If
it was it annoying how
Is it the 25th?
Oh, the date is the 26th. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it annoying how you always take for granted whatever age you are right now?
Yes.
It's like every time. Yeah.
Years later, you're like, oh, why didn't I take 27
so
more
years back then?
Yeah.
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 It's funny that we know that and still won't do it.
Yeah, I'm always setting myself up for more depression 3 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Like, but I'm gonna at some point, I'm going to be looking back on 29, and I'm going to go, you asshole, you had it all right
29?
There. 29? You just had to go and grab it.
Hell.
You just had to go and grab it.
I would, honest to God, kill, not like certain people, but most people, I would kill to be 29 again.
Jeez. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, my God. No,
you've terrible. Got it all, kid.
It's terrible. I'm just thinking of 24. That's all. That's what I'm locked in on.
Oh, that's when it went wrong. 25 is when I should have done it.
Well,
what,
all right,
what, killed yourself?
Yeah. No, get famous first, then do it.
All right, that was Papa's Basement, which we didn't announce at the beginning of the show, but fuck it. If you found us, you know what the hell this is. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is hosted there. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. If you do, subscribe and rate. That's, I guess, how things get noticed. Like, legitimately, if you give a shit about the show, yeah, leave a review. That really helps.
Yeah, leave a review, and then also, if you're not...
share it on your Facebook.
Exactly, yeah.
Fuck
share
Twitter,
it on Facebook.
Share it on Facebook.
Also, get on YouTube and subscribe. Subscribe, watch all the videos. The videos are there immediately after we do the shows. You're getting quality sound. So I don't know why you guys wouldn't just check it out now, and we can all talk together. And we just...
If you do Twitter,
we love you guys.
At Papa's Basement, we love you guys. Way to fag it up.
And let Chris Gethard know that he made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone out there is listening and is verified,
he's dead to me.
Can't think of anyone. Yeah, let Chris know that I killed myself after this episode because he ignored me.
This is Stan.
Yeah. Oh, shit, it was you, or whatever the fuck the last line is. Pete, Chris, do your thing. I don't know.
Oh, hey, I'm Pete Maybe. I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter. I have a Tumblr at maybe, maybe not. But none of that matters because this is all going to PeteMaybe.com. Yeah, baby. That's all I got. Chris, throw it to
you. Yeah, I realized that nothing matters, so I'm good.
Nothing matters.
Yeah, none
your
of this
favorite,
matters.
Your favorite quote. Alrighty, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.